You're listening to the best of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, Volume 6. The Dicks Get Real.
I was once a son. Seem to always track me down. Move right up into the sunset and try me another town. I'm an odd soul. Oh yes, an odd soul. I walk sideways, 'cause that's the only way I know.
So did you know that according to Wired, prostitution is on like a slow, steady decline to just being outdated?
In favor of what?
Sex robots.
You're shitting me.
No, yeah, they're like talking like 200 years, no more prostitutes, just sex robots.
200 years? We'll all be dead. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Everyone here, anywhere, will be dead by the time this is any kind of news.
It's news because it's going to happen.
Yeah, but I mean, lots of things are going to happen, but we'll like, your kids will be dead, you'll be dead, we'll all be dead.
And so will the prostitution industry. We'll all be dead.
And we're going to fuck robots?
Yep.
So, like, there'll be robot prostitutes, though? I mean,
yeah, like, you can go just rent the robot, you know.
I mean, it'll be like those claw machines at like, bars and stuff where you get, like, a stuffed animal, only, like, you fuck it.
Yeah, but hopefully without the claw.
Well, the vagina is the claw.
Well, I mean, like, will there be, in the back, there'll be a thing to put fives in?
I mean, they didn't discuss the logistics of it. I was thinking there'd be, like, you know, a pimp. You go and you pay the pimp. And then he sticks you in the room with his sex robot.
But, I mean, I guess...
At that point, though,
he's just a purveyor of electronics.
You know, like, you know, people who really are into it will get one and put it in their basement. People who really, really get into Pac-Man, you know, end up buying a Pac-Man machine.
And they buy an old-school vintage one.
Right, and they put it in their basement, and, you know, then, like, they have friends over, and they're like, hey, man, you want to go play some Pac-Man? People who are really into it will have their own. Yeah, the common John will just, you know, go and rent one for a while.
Right, exactly.
I don't think that's right, because I'm pretty sure that there's enough women out there that are too lazy to work who'd rather just rent out their vaginas for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, and then you know, there would be a market for
Well, but there no one would want to go to a regular prostitute, because it'd be more efficient and cheaper and,
just
you know,
good,
the problem
less
I
chance
see
of...
with sex robots is you're not getting rid of people that you... I mean, like, you still have to pay some dude to clean it out after every time, and so therefore, it's the same amount of jobs, and it's going to be a man doing the work instead of a woman, so you probably have to pay him more.
You can't guarantee that.
It's 200 years in the future, and we're fucking robots, but the robots don't clean themselves.
They don't
UV flash ray their own coochers and, like, get rid of all
Yeah,
that.
Ovens clean themselves now.
Right now, couldn't you just make a hole that feels really good? I mean, like...
A fleshlight?
Yeah, but I mean, like, just...
I've heard those don't feel really good.
You got to use the lube right on them. You don't just stick your dick into them raw.
Don't go raw dog.
Yeah, don't go raw dog.
I feel like it would be so much... As opposed to, like... creating, like, robots and, you know, that'll eventually become, like, you know, sexy Terminators. Couldn't we just, like make a row of fuck holes in...
But which would you rather fuck? The sexy Terminator who can, like, shapeshift?
I would rather
or the row of holes.
A row of fuck holes.
That makes you very gay.
I still don't see a reason why they would have arms or legs.
They have rows of fuck holes now in gay bars. You can just go into the bathroom, stick your dick in one of the fuck holes.
But it's not going to murder you. These fuck robots are eventually going to become self-aware and realize that they're sex slaves.
Why would they care? It's not like robots have shame.
Purpose.
Yeah.
They'll be like fulfilling their purpose.
But I mean, like Johnny Five realized that things were going fucked up, and then it turned into a whole rigmarole.
Because they tried to do some bullshit, making him like a jack of all trades. They need to give a robot a purpose. It has one thing it does well, and that is to prostitute out its own robot vagina.
I got a question. Why would the sex robot, you know, rise up against you, but your laundry machine wouldn't? I mean, all it does is sit there and clean your shit nasty underwear.
But, like, there's a certain amount of, like, personability. Is that even a word? You know what I'm saying, though.
Why can't your washing machine be a person?
It has to relate to you a bit so that they're going to make it a little bit more, you know, like, you know, it's going to say, like, you know, hey, sex.
It has to relate to you, but you're going to fuck the fuckholes.
Yeah.
It obviously doesn't have to relate that much.
You're not
as much as a fuckhole would.
Yeah, you're not asking the prostitute how she feels about being
I'm
a prostitute.
I'm just worried about, like, it's not going to be foolproof. I mean, it's...
Look, the only thing that's foolproof is hitting them with a sock full of, like, oranges or potatoes, knocking them out and having sex with them.
Like, when you turn your TV on, are you ever, like, worried that something other than, like, the TV coming on is going to happen?
Yeah.
Because when you fuck the sex robot, that's going to be the same thing. It's not like you're, oh, what's the sex robot going to do? It's like you're going to turn the sex robot on, and you're going to fuck it, and it's going to be done.
It's actually a pretty good line, Chris Dickhead. Mike's washing machine is a person. It's his mom.
Ha-ha.
See, you get it? He say it. My mom does my mom.
I think what he's saying is you don't Mike's even have a laundry machine, and then she washes them by hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe even not. Then, if you made a robot do that, eventually wouldn't it get pissed off that it was washing dishes and doing laundry and stuff, and it would be like, dude, I mean, fuck this. I want to live my robot life.
Does your ice machine...
Human beings wash dishes and clean clothes for their whole entire lives.
Right.
And they're like, fuck this, but I got to have a job.
Well, does the ice machine get mad like because it makes ice all day?
But do you see the difference between fuck robots that, like, have the characteristics of a person and are made to be realistic as people...
Well, see, I guess that's the difference.
Do you
they're not
see
made
what the
to be.
Difference is? There's a huge difference. It has a. Face
why do they have
and
to
you
be?
Teach it to fuck people.
It's yeah, but it's not made to be
it's
a person.
Not a cyborg.
It's not made to be a person. It's made to be a fuck robot, dude.
Yeah.
But it looks like a person, right?
It doesn't like have dreams outside of being a fuck
doesn't
robot.
Doesn't look in the mirror and say to itself,
"It doesn't have a mirror."
Hey, I look like a person.
No, you just turn it off when people aren't fucking
and then someone
it,
else
dude.
Comes and makes sure
that's
it looks
the
good.
Beauty of the fuck robot.
Would they have to come up with some kind of, like, clean-it-yourself policy to where, like, you know, you cleaned up after yourself when you were done to where, like, you know, just as...
No, you just hook it up
like
to...
common courtesy. Like, you know, I mean, like, if you shit all over a toilet seat, you know, you clean it up before you leave.
No, you just leave. You leave
just hook it up to the plumbing. Hook it up like they do one of those coffee machines. It just goes through its rinse cycle, finds a turlet or something, flushes out the extra... sparkly clean, ready for the next dude.
Yeah, I like the UV light thing, like in chemistry class, you know? Like, it just, like, a UV light comes on and zaps out all the germs and bacteria in the vagina, and then, like...
Perfect. But, like, would it dry it off, too? Because, I mean, just, like, even if you sterilize it, there's still jizz in there.
Well, you,
you got a fan.
There's it goes into a sterilization shower. It's a big fucking rubber fuckhole. It gets sterilized, like, in a washing machine, basically.
Well, I'm just telling you. I'm not going to be fucking any robots.
Well, no, it's 200 years from now. You're going to be dead.
Mike, you fucked bags of things. You fucked couches. You're telling me you wouldn't fuck a thing made to be fucked?
Did I ever tell you about the time that Bobby bought the rubber vagina?
I think you told me he bought it. Did you ever try it?
Well, he bought it, and he bought it, and then he immediately felt bad about himself. And he was like, this sucks. Why did I buy this? It was like $25 or something. So, like, he just gave it to me, and sure, I fucked it. And it wasn't that great. And then...
Did you use the lube?
What do you mean?
Did you put the lube on the vagina?
Sure, I think so. Yeah, sure.
Why don't you remember?
I mean, it was a long time ago. It was back when I fucked things.
Oh.
You know, now I just jerk off manually.
Oh, I thought you were referring to women.
But no, then, like, after I fucked it, I felt bad about myself. And so I just threw it in the back of Joey's car. And as far as I know, it's still back there.
Did you clean it out first?
He never mentioned it. Like, no.
Be kind, rewind.
Clean it out first. It's not in my possession anymore.
Hasn't
like,
Joey
well,
had, like...
in it and then just throw it in the back of his car?
Yeah.
That's not courteous.
No, it's not. But, I mean, like, I gave him a free, you know, rubber vagina, so fuck him.
Do you think Bobby cleaned it out before he gave it to you?
No, he said he didn't use it.
He said he didn't use it.
Did you fuck it without cleaning it?
Does it itch?
God, that's why his butthole itches.
I didn't put... How do you put a rubber vagina in your butthole?
You fucked it. It leaked spooge down your nutsack and into your butthole, and now you have an anus disease. Congratulations.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yep, you have...
That was a far...
You have a chud baby growing inside of you. It's Bobby's.
I can't look at the chat room, and I can't look at Napier, because they're both throwing me off with their weird...
Okay, I didn't know I was supposed to give you a boner.
So that's what you brought? Fuck robots? That's
yeah, man, the downfall of prostitution. It's the oldest profession, and it's going to end soon.
It's never going away, because even if there's fuck robots, you still probably want to fuck broads.
No, because the robots will be better at it, they'll be cleaner, and they'll be cheaper.
Population.
I mean, they'll still be like, you'll have girlfriends and things. But, like, you know, you just go fuck the fuck robot.
So are the girlfriends fucking male fuck robot?
They might.
All right, now here's the ultimate futuristic, the wheelbarrow full of dicks question of the future. Is fucking a sex robot cheating?
It would be less cheating than fucking a prostitute.
So on the degrees of cheating, it would be lower?
I think it would, yeah, I mean, I think it would be right there, like, you know, I don't think it would be cheating. You'd just be fucking
if your lady friend uses a dildo, is she cheating on you?
No.
So, you fucking a sex robot is different than her getting fucked by a magical penis.
It's not cheating.
I will also point out that if sex robots look anything like that Jetsons made, I don't want to fuck sex robots at all. I would not fuck... What was her name?
Rosie?
Rosie.
Yeah.
Rosa! I'd fuck Rosa.
You would?
Oh, yeah. Those fucking shiny angles.
But, like, she has no, like, curves. It's all, like...
Oh, angles,
squared
baby.
...squared off. And I mean, that just... That does not, like, bode well for my penis. Unless penises adapt to also be squared.
I don't know.
What if they look like those ladies did in that one Robin Williams movie where he played the robot? What the fuck was that?
That was Bicentennial Man.
There we go. What if they look like that?
I don't think I saw Bicentennial
Man. Does it like that in the beginning, or like he looked in the end?
Towards the end. Towards the end.
I'd be down.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Have you heard of a she-skin?
She-skin?
Yeah.
It's a she-skin.
It's a latex bodysuit that transforms a man into a man in a crazy suit.
A plausible into a woman form.
Yeah, so it, like, it has, like, tits in it, and then, like, something so you can, like, tuck your penis back and then, like, pee out of a vagina. And the vagina is, like, actually a tube to your butthole. So you can be, like, a tranny man in this suit.
Also, like, you could, like, fuck the tube.
Someone could fuck the tube.
Somebody
in
could
butthole.
Fuck the tube and think that they're fucking a vag, but they're fucking
right,
a butthole.
But they're not going to ever think that, because
right.
It's very, very obvious that it's not a woman.
Goodbye.
You ever caught your parents fucking?
No, can't say that I have.
Never walked in?
Mm-mm.
Paul, ever caught your parents fucking?
Not really, like, caught them.
Right.
What about you there, Michael?
No, never.
Nope. I know how to knock before I come in the door.
Right.
See, me and my dad always had, like, a sock that we put on the door.
Oh, yeah?
So, like, if the sock was up, you just, you know, you knew not to mess around.
Your dad had the sock policy with you?
It was no, like a... not really. Yes, I was raised in a fraternity.
Man, I'm a gullible fuck, aren't I?
He's like, son, I know I just taught you to tie your shoes. Next most important thing in life to know is that if there's a sock on the doorknob, you don't fucking go.
Did we ever tell the New Year's story on the podcast?
I don't think so.
Do you know what story I'm talking about?
I would assume so. I would assume it's when people watched my mom getting eaten out on TV. It was a great story.
You ever heard the story?
Oh, multiple times.
Right. New Year's Eve, having a party. Paul brings a video camera.
This is what, 00-ish?
Probably around then. I was with the foreign exchange student that tried to kill me twice. So we're filming the night, you know.
The various goings on.
Yeah, because it's an exciting night. It's New Year's Eve. It's the 00, you know. It was probably 01, actually.
Yeah. Because 00, I went downtown.
Right, yeah. You know, and so we're filming the goings-on of the evening. Paul brings a video camera. You know, he's doing the whole interview thing. Like, you know, hey, what are your New Year's resolutions? We're having a good time. The drinks are a plentiful. Everything's going great. End of the night, past midnight, everybody's already got excited and, you know, done their thing. The evening is winding down, and everybody gets together to watch the tape that we've made. And so, you know, it's fun. We're all sitting around. We're watching ourselves. Hey, this is incredible technology. You know, the tape is us. We're there. We're on TV. This is great. Tape ends. The final things have, you know, shown. The fighting ants take over. It zzzz. And someone gets up to go shut off the VCR. But then, you know, when something goes out, but then there's something after it that fades back in.
Sure.
It was Paul's mom getting her box eaten by some...
by her now husband.
No, it was some other gentleman. Who was it?
No, it's my stepdad.
So now. I guess they made a sex tape that Paul brought to the party and taped over.
And played. So I'm like, you know... 17 years old, playing a sex tape of my mother in front of all my teenage
friends. In
front
of everyone. I mean, like, all of our friends were there. Everybody was there. Yeah. But there was a lot of people there.
There was a lot of people.
It was a good time. But, and so, you know, Paul, you know, turn that shit off! And, you know, jumped up and turned it off right away. And Bobby, you know, hey, fuck you, man, turn that shit back on. And Paul, I think the only time I've truly seen Paul incredibly angry, Paul turns around and he goes, fuck you, man, that's my mom. And the whole place goes dead silent.
Crickets.
We don't know what to say. And Paul takes the tape out in the backyard and he sets it on fire. So, like, you know, all that New Year's footage, gone.
Gone, destroyed.
All for naught.
Yeah, but we did get to watch it once, so I guess that's...
Right.
Yeah, I was told this story about 2 to 3 weeks into meeting Paul and Tom and all them.
Right.
And they were like, don't ever bring this story up in front of Paul. Don't ever do that.
Yeah, you know...
I mean, at the time, obviously...
Because it was still fresh.
Right.
Right.
At the time, it was, you know... traumatized me.
Right.
I let my mom have it.
Oh, you did?
Well, not just her. Like, I, you know, this was, like, relatively new into, like, her having, like, a boyfriend and not, you know, my dad or whatever.
Right. It was fairly soon. I mean, they were still kind of, you know, figuring stuff out and...
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, like, I'm convinced that this fucking scumbag did this shit on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm convinced it's his fault.
So he was like...
Because it was his camera, his videotape.
Oh, he's like...
He's like, hey, you want to go... You want to... It's New Year's. I got this video camera. Have fun.
So, like, he just wanted to be like, hey, dude, I'm plowing your mom? That...
I don't know exactly, but, like, I was convinced that there was no way he could have possibly...
How do you fuck that up?
How do you... Are you that big of a dummy that you give your potential stepson a video of you boffing his mom?
Right, yeah.
You know, like... You would think, you know, I've made a sex tape.
You have?
Yeah. And then I thoroughly, like, made sure no, it would never be seen by anyone who could
you,
never...
You get rid of it right away? Or you
yeah,
watch
pretty
it
much.
And,
no,
yeah, yeah, I mean, I've done that and then immediately gotten rid of it.
Right. And when I immediately got rid of it, I didn't, like, half-ass do it. I checked that motherfucker.
Yeah.
No one was coming back later watching a New Year's celebration.
But, I mean, like, you know, if you have, like, a sex tape of yourself... You probably don't just toss it in with a big pile of tapes. You probably Mr. Producer wants to know if Paul's mom is hot. I can't remember what Paul's mom looks like. Is Paul's mom hot?
I mean, I guess she was probably looking back in the
day. Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's like 57 now.
I mean, you're
she was probably
your parents
good looking back in the day.
Younger folks back in the day, you know. I mean, your parents were fairly young. Like,
didn't she grow up on a hippie ranch?
Yeah, she was like a hippie, you know, a commune and whatnot.
Young at heart, for sure.
So.
But yeah, no. So you let your mom have it. What'd you say to her?
Oh, I just, went off. Just, you know, how could you let this happen? Like, you know.
Did you call her that night or?
Oh no, was it was more a conversation for the next day. You
You're
know?
Like, so mom, saw this dude. You know,
how the fuck does this happen?
And chowing like, on your
like,
hey,
I went
man,
off
man,
for a little while, you know, and then it was like,
was she embarrassed?
Oh, super embarrassed. She's like, so like,
did she apologize?
She knows, like, my mom was like one of the, a chilling mom. Like, people came over. She knew my friends. You know,
she's like, every one of these people have, you know, seen my titties now?
Right, exactly. Like, not only... Yeah, exactly. She's like, oh, my God, was Aaron there? Oh, yeah, Aaron was there, mom. Like, all these people. So she was pretty embarrassed by the whole thing.
So let me ask you this. How long was the New Year's video before...
Oh, you mean like how long were they going at it? Probably. Probably a pretty long time. I mean, like, you know, if like we had a full evening of you know, people...
So 45 minutes fighting ants.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably... What do you think that we probably taped over? Probably her sucking his dick?
Oh, I have no clue. Yeah, I mean...
I mean, if they hadn't even gotten to the sex yet, unless, like, he likes to taste his own dick. I mean, like, you know, the steady progression of things, you know, that's what comes before the sex.
Right, right. You would think.
I'm kind of bummed out now that we don't know, like, what happened.
Or, I'm like, not. Maybe... I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the whole not knowing.
Well, if we had a good half hour take, maybe there was a story. Like, maybe they did some, like, role-playing shit.
I mean, there
like,
could have been.
You know, like, maybe he was a cop or something, and, like, he was going to take her in.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a possibility.
Something to think about. Do you feel uncomfortable?
Not too bad, really.
No.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't give a fuck at this point.
Yeah.
He's not smoked way too much pot to care now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like, my mom's pretty damn cool. Like, you know,
yeah.
I just sit around and smoke pot with her all the time, like, when I visit her, so.
Right.
I don't mind if she's had some sex tapes, you know. Things happen.
Do you think that she learned her lesson and doesn't make any more sex tapes?
Oh, probably not.
You think she's...
Probably not. Martin's a big old perv. He loves his video cameras, too. And no grown-ass, red-blooded American loves his video camera without loving him taping people fucking.
Right.
You know? That's just how it works.
Gonna have retarded children
because like
I don't care. I'll fucking throw them down. Like fucking Sparta.
Try again, buddy.
He's gonna bash him to retard island. He don't care.
I think you have to kill your wife at that point too,
because she's got bad.
Yeah,
shit.
Clearly it's from her, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely, it's not from me.
Right.
It's probably for my
damn right.
It's probably for my lazy ass balls.
Well, my balls are pretty busy. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. Mark. Mike's ejaculate just leaks out. It doesn't
it just
kind of
that's interesting.
Comes out the top like if you overfill a soda.
See, I'm shooting ropes like Peter North. I'm
really?
Just, oh yeah.
You got some? Do you
oh,
eat
yeah.
something or do you
no,
is there, like, some
just,
kind of supplement involved?
No,
or?
I could hit the TV from here. I think
you could just blast away, huh?
Yeah.
Like pump CO2 in your nutsack. Could you
actually hit the TV, or are you saying like the distance is there? Because like the aiming might be.
I'm saying if I was standing here, I could hit the TV from here.
Like, could you put some arc?
But could you do it from
it?
The seated position?
Do you need arc?
Well, it's all about the aim. It's just like anything. It's like a slingshot or a catapult. It's all about the aim.
Well, I mean, I also have
about
the angle.
A little bitty dick. I don't think that helps. It's got nothing to do with it.
It doesn't?
In reality, that only gives you like a couple inches of disadvantage, really. I mean, in the grand
Well, I mean, a couple inches, you know, in the grand scheme of things could be all the difference.
Not if we're talking about shooting a load fucking 8 feet across the room and hitting the TV. Those inches aren't going to help you there, man.
It's all about willpower, man.
Got to come from inside you.
But they're not going to hurt you either.
So, like, do you think that, you know how they say that, like, you can make, like, like your baby smarter by reading to it and, like, putting headphones on its belly and playing, like, classical music and stuff. Do you think that, like, if I got a pair of headphones and put it on my testicles and just, like, played Eye of the Tiger, like, over and over again, like, while I slept, do you think that would help?
I heard that's what Floyd Mayweather's dad did.
Yeah. True. Fact.
Completely based in fact.
I mean, that's what I heard. Now, I read it on the internet, so it must be true. It was on Wikipedia.
When women come to the devil and request, what do I have to give you to become famous? Like, the devil's, like, you know, okay, you're already a soulless cunt, so I don't need... I've said cunt a lot in this episode, haven't I?
And twat.
I was in the bathroom for most of that. Yeah. You know, so like, I'm not going to bother with your soul, but if you want to be really, really famous, I'll make a deal with you. Once you achieve the fame that I provide you, you have to have sex with John Mayer.
Really? You think that John Mayer is the punishment of soulless twats?
I'm going to read you a list of the women who have been linked to John Mayer. And granted, all of these women became famous and then had sex with John Mayer. There are women who had sex with John Mayer who weren't famous and remained not famous.
Yeah.
But these are the ones who became famous and then had sex with John Mayer. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson.
Jennifer
Aniston.
Jessica Simpson, I would put above them.
Jennifer Aniston. Cameron Diaz. Kim Kardashian. Taylor Swift. And now Katy Perry. So, like, he's fucked everyone, just about. I mean, like,
yeah,
anyone
but they're all
who's
mediocre.
Famous, really, John Mayer has had sex with. But he had sex with them after they became famous. So, I mean, like, it's not like, you know, John Mayer having sex with these women, like, made them more famous. It was like they already got famous, and then it was like, oh, well, I guess I need to have sex with John Mayer now. How does this happen?
I think Mr. Producer's right. He probably has. He's probably swinging Thor's hammer between his legs.
Yeah, but I mean, like, here's the thing about the whole big dick thing. Like, how do they know you have a big dick until they're already going to have sex with you?
The dude's over 6 foot tall. He's got to be swinging something.
But I mean, like,
even if it's just like proportionally undersized.
If you find out he has a big dick. That's like a bonus. Like, oh, great. You know, I was going to have sex with this guy and he has a big dick. Great. You know, it's like you were going to have sex with him anyway. So I don't think like having a big dick is a great selling point to get broads in the sack, right?
I mean, there is like a female communication network.
Didn't.
Like that kind of thing gets
so, I mean,
around.
So you think Cameron Diaz is like calling up Jennifer Aniston and being like, dude, totally gotta fuck this total fucking untalented douchebag because he has a huge cock.
And that happens.
His taint I refuse to believe that happens.
Yeah,
because
just...
I mean, I don't call you and say like, you know, hey, this chick has a tight vag. I mean, like, we don't do that, do we? I mean, dudes don't do that.
No, but women are just as dirty. Like, you know, like they'll That definitely gets around.
Definitely gets around.
And they're like, hey, I heard.
I want to try this big dick out for myself. That happens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was a fun ride. Hey, girls, you want a fun ride? You got to come down to this house. You'll get a fun ride.
But, I mean, is it a reputation? So, like,
yeah,
you know, you're known as a coxman, and so you just continue to get.
Yeah.
Yeah, once it's out there, like, once you show one, you know, you get one chick with the big dick, and then, like, at least two or three others will, at the very least, want to see it. Everybody, and then, you know, if they want to see it, it's up to you to, like, make that go further.
All the ladies know who the cocksmiths are. Like, this man wields his hammer. Like a goddamn blacksmith.
There's a website.
And he will forge your twat into an orgasm the size of a fucking furnace.
It's like the website that all the gas stations go at to see like when they should change their gas price.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, ooh, we need to go up 4 cents because that's what's on the website. Or like a 1-800 number. Like 1-800-BigGiantCock.com.
Yeah, 1-800-BigGiantCock.com.
I think that's too many numbers.
I think I'm going to change my profession. I'm going to be a cocksmith.
You're going to make cocks?
Yeah, I'm going to forge them.
A penis forest?
I'm going to forge a penis forest. Out of latex rubber dildos.
Like a squirrel comes out of...
See, somebody's going to be in the middle of the Ozarks one day. And come upon my work, just
you're gonna buy,
decades
you're
after
gonna
I'm
buy
dead.
Land and plant some penis seeds.
No, I'm just going to plant dildos or dildo-like structures around the Ozarks. Some dude's just gonna be walking along. All of a sudden, dicks as far as you could see in the forest. Nothing but cocks. It'll be awesome. I didn't see that movie because I'm done watching shitty movies.
No, it was way better than the second one. Like, the second one was terrible. So terrible that I waited for the third one to come onto Netflix, which is, like, years and years behind new movies. And it was good.
The only thing that bothered me about that movie is that broad, through the whole movie, wore high heels. She, like, had high heels. She was, like, running away from robots in high heels. And she was, like, jumping from, like, story to story in like a building that was toppling over in high heels. It was like, bitch, kick those things off. Get you some Crocs or something. I mean, it's the end of the world.
Well, she's not there to be smart. She's there to be titty meat.
Titty meat?
Titty meat.
And I also think if you're in a movie that's set in America and you're somebody's girlfriend or something and you have like a foreign accent, there should be some line of dialogue that explains why you're there and, like, how things got there. Like the black kid in the Honda Pilot commercial, I just need it explained because I don't want to see one black kid in the back of a Honda Pilot full of a white family and nobody tell me why that black kid's there. Not that there's anything wrong with a white family taking a black kid on vacation with them.
Well, apparently there
I
is
I just
to
want
to
know why he's there.
So you want them to say, like, hey, Jamal, we're taking you back to Child Protective Services now. Enjoy
I,
this
I
ride in our
Honda
something. Pilot.
I want to know why that black kid's there. I want to know if he was adopted, because he's obviously not those people's kid, and there's something wrong. Or maybe there's not something wrong. But just tell me. Explain to me why he's there.
Why is there something wrong?
And why does he know Crazy Train?
Black people know Crazy Train.
No, they don't.
Yes, because
Don't you
did a
fucking
remix of
bullshit
it.
Me.
Twista did a remix of it, man. They
yeah.
definitely know that.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he would know to do the shaky can thing?
Right.
Yeah.
Doo-doot, doo-doot, doo-doot.
I.
Doo-doot, doo-doot, doo-doot.
How do blind people wipe their ass?
They just keep doing it until they're done.
Is, dude. Right.
No, but I mean, like, it's,
you can't look at your ass while you're wiping. That's part of the problem.
You wipe your ass, and then, like, you look at it to see whether or not you're done, right? But I mean, like, how do you do that activity if you're blind?
I don't think you have to look. You just kind of do it by feel.
Yeah.
What do you mean by feel? I can't feel whether or not there's shit on my ass.
So you have a mirror and look at your ass every time?
You just
no,
put it...
you look at the paper to see if there's brown on it, and you say, oh, I'm not done yet. And then you wipe again, and then you look and you say, oh, I'm not done yet.
Well, that's how
and,
I
like,
do
you
it.
Keep wiping
just...
until, like, there isn't any...
If you don't have eyes, you use the next sense. You use smell.
You just, so you,
you smell it.
Gifty, you just took a shit. Like, your ass is going to...
But if you can't see, how's your depth perception?
Yeah, you can't
like,
see
you
it.
How do you know when to stop putting yeah. paper to your
just,
face?
Yeah, just put it to your face.
Why do I suck? I suck because I don't know how to wipe my ass without looking to see if I'm done. I mean, that's how everybody wipes their ass, right?
No, I'm pretty sure you can.
You don't just
do
wipe
by...
a couple times and assume you're done.
You can do it by feel, man.
What are you talking about by feel?
Yeah, by like the feel of the shit on your ass.
Your ass is that?
You can't tell when you got shit on your ass?
No, like I wipe my ass. Until, like, there isn't any brown anymore, and then I'm done wiping my ass.
I just wipe my ass until I feel
and,
like...
And, like, sometimes it's two, sometimes it's six. You just never...
Six?
On the rare goddamn occasion.
That's a lot.
And, like, if it's a really gooey one.
when there's a lot of shit, it's real, like, slick.
Seriously, you guys are blowing my mind right now. You don't look at the toilet paper?
I would think you would know by feel as well.
Yeah,
Napier,
I mean,
can you feel on your ass whether or not you're done wiping or not?
I'm saying, like, with the paper.
Yeah, with
it
the paper.
Depends.
You're not sticking your hand in your ass crack and feeling around for deuce.
Right, and I'm also not just sitting there with my ass going, yeah, I think it's clean. I'm wiping around with the paper going, yeah, it's all clean.
It depends on
maybe
if I've
I'm
had a hollow...
too much paper, because I put a pretty good barrier between my hand and the shit.
Well, apparently
like,
you stick
not
your...
feeling it with your hand. It's like the friction.
This is like some Daredevil shit. You got like... You like to stick your ass up in the air and wait for it to rain so that you can get a sonar.
I don't see where you're going with that.
I get a little nerdy on you there. I'm sorry.
Maybe.
When was the last time you put your finger through the paper... into your butthole.
I don't take that chance. I
right.
use a lot.
You said that you did that.
I use an abundance of paper.
You said that you have done that. I've never done that.
Like wiped hard enough that your finger busts through the paper?
Yeah, I've never had that happen.
Why is one finger getting that much pressure? It shouldn't be like a...
Cool, he's got a hungry asshole.
Why, yeah. You know.
Well, I mean, you got to get in the seams.
See, you have multiple seams or it should just be one, right?
Yeah, the seam...
How far are you wiping inside of yourself?
Like you don't need to wipe an inch inside your rectum.
Yeah.
Dude, we're talking about making sure your asshole's clean. This can't turn
yeah,
into
but
like
you,
a thing.
Yeah, but you're not trying to eat your finger every time you're wiping your ass.
I'm not. I'm trying to wipe my ass. I'm trying to get in the seams to get the shit out.
Yeah, but you're
not making... fat me out just because I want to make sure my asshole's clean.
You know what? Eventually you're just playing with your own asshole.
I think if you're wiping six times, then you have a problem, and you should consider changing your diet.
Right, you
times.
May want to eat some more
I'm
leafy
saying
greens.
That sometimes
right.
take more than others. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying sometimes you got a clean one, and you don't need to wipe several
is
times.
Is it ever just once?
Sometimes. Sometimes you wipe once, and you're like, oh, shit's clean.
A clean pinch.
Clean pinch. It happens. And then if you're wiping three or four more times, what the fuck are you doing? That's all I'm saying.
I think you're trying to eat your finger.
I don't think talking about wiping your ass for a half hour.
You know how they say if you, like, after you pee, if you shake it more than once, you're playing with it? I think if you're wiping six times, you're trying to fucking finger your asshole. All
right. I don't count the number of wipes.
Are you unsheathing the sword while you're wiping?
I don't count the number of wipes. All I'm saying is... it's not like a regular number of wipes. Sometimes it's one, sometimes it's more than one. All I'm saying. I don't know if it's six. Six seems like a lot now that I think about it.
Look, just whenever look, just take a little thing of baby wipes with you. And whenever you get past
you
four...
I stopped using the baby wipes. I used the baby wipes for a long time because, you know, it gave me that fresh feeling.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I think the baby wipes had something to do with my butthole problem, because when I stopped using the baby wipes, it kind of went away.
What do you mean, kind of? Is it still hungry?
It's gone away. I don't have my butthole problem anymore when I stopped using the baby wipes.
Oh, that makes me sad. Now your butthole has an eating disorder.
Like, the skin... like, my butthole skin is sensitive to the wipes.
I think your butthole is sensitive to delicious free food.
Yeah.
So, fuck you guys. A belt sander. I need a belt sander for my asshole because I wipe six times. That's what the chat box is saying. My asshole needs a belt sander.
Would you be scared if your lady friend was like, I want you to fist me?
Yeah.
They'd be like, where did this come from?
Where have you been?
Where's the chick who enjoys being fisted?
Is she...
Yeah.
Did this happen to you?
No.
No?
No. I just said, you know, the topic of this conversation would be mutual masturbation and fisting, so...
So, like, you know, it was like, you know, one finger, two fingers, three fingers...
Well, I don't think the fingers matter as much as getting past the knuckles.
Are you just four knuckles, or do you have to get that thumb knuckle in there?
Well, if you're fisting, I think you have to get all of
them. I mean, what classifies a fist?
I think past the knuckles would classify the fist.
But you got your thumb knuckles way down here, so, like, do you have to get into here, or can you just do, like, the Karate Kid, like, karate fist, monkey paw style?
If you just get all four fingers in her, and then you can just, like... Like, take your thumb and grip her butt and then start punching her vagina.
You could use, like, the finger, like, the thumb as, like, a little...
Clip. But, I mean, you gotta, like...
Well, I think that's the monkey paw, though.
You gotta, like, work up to that, though. I mean, you can't just start fisting a vagina.
No, I mean, like, you know, every day you, like, try a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think if your lady friend says, hey, I want you to fist me, like, you're not getting the fist in the first night. You know what I'm saying? I think, like, you work up to that. I think that's the way it goes.
Look, you just put it in like your
what the fuck moment.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I want you to fist me. I'm like, what the fuck? Why?
So would it be worse if she's like, I want you to fist my asshole?
Yes.
Yes, that would be worse.
That would be worse? Yes, definitely worse.
Did you need to ask that? I mean, were you bouncing around in your head? You're like, huh, I wonder which one's worse.
Well, I mean, it's like, would it just be equally as bad? Like, oh, wow, she's a freak. Or would it be like, whoa... Even.
I think either way she's a freak, but if you're fisting her asshole, then she's got like some kind of.
I think after a long-term relationship
issues of
if she's finally asking you to fist her.
Yeah, I think
there's a red
that's
flag.
The biggest,
there.
That's the biggest.
I think that if you got a broad that's into fisting, you're probably going to figure it out pretty quick.
Pretty quick.
It's not going to be like a year eight. Hey, maybe we should try fisting.
Unless you start watching porn with her, then it may escalate.
She's like,
situation.
I reckon maybe we should try that.
And she's like, oh, that looks like fun. Yeah. I didn't know people did that.
I don't know that sticking a whole hand in an orifice sounds like fun.
Well, you never know what these
bitches maybe she has a hungry bottom. She just, it's you feed what's hungry.
Don't look at me when you say that.
Mike's so, fisting after he makes sure his asshole is clean.
That's why he keeps it so clean.
That's why he keeps it so clean.
I wrote down three notes. Just to let you guys know, I wrote down three notes, and none of them have anything to do with the direction that this is going. So I envisioned an entirely different show than what happened.
Mike, when you're at work, do you ever get like
if this is
going to
be about my asshole being hungry, let's move on.
Okay, well, let's...
My asshole is not hungry.
Okay, let's say it's not hungry, but all of a sudden, you get, like you get that hunger growling sound, but it's coming
from
your
It's not
about
my asshole being hungry, but sometimes I get the hunger growl.
Yeah, but
That's what you just said.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with hunger.
Yeah.
However, it involves a hunger growl.
Yeah, and from your anus. Like, you can just, you're not, it's like, it's not hungry, but it's making that sound like it's hungry. And you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Like, it sounds hungry, but the hunger hasn't got to me yet. I better, you know, I better feed it something so you get these Cheetos out.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you guys. When I decided a couple of years ago, hey, we should do a podcast, I didn't know that the main topic of a conversation every week was going to be my asshole. I didn't envision, hey, let's all get together once a week and talk about my asshole. I didn't think that was going to happen.
I think that's exactly what you envisioned, and that's why you've arranged this whole situation.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guys, wouldn't it be fun if we went and bought microphones and got involved in broadcasting live so that people can immediately hear about my asshole as opposed to downloading it a day later?
Yeah.
I think you are fishing for anus compliments. Like, wow, that's a hungry butthole, Mike. Good job. You did great.
So it's a good thing to have a hungry butthole?
Well, it depends on if it's hairy or not. Because the hairier ones, you know, you just keep getting hair in your mouth.
And that feeds the butthole.
Yeah.
Michael Clark Duncan died. My fiance works at a grocery store, and there's an elderly gentleman that comes to her work just about every day, flirts with her, and he tells her that she's beautiful and she's his addiction. And
I bet he wants to touch her hoodles.
He waits around and like sits with her at lunch, even though like she doesn't. She like sits in a public break room, so you know he follows her into the break room and hangs out with her during her lunch breaks and stuff. And she's too nice to, like, tell him to fuck off and stuff. And she tells me that he kind of looks like the guy in the Six Flags commercials. That like, he's bald and he's got the big glasses. You know, he looks like, I guess if you don't know the Six Flags guy, he kind of looks like Tony Soprano's uncle on The Sopranos, the bald guy with the glasses. But anyway, This guy's married, and he's came in with his wife before. And when he comes in with his wife, you know, he steers clear of her, you know, so that maybe she doesn't like blow his shit up and stuff. She doesn't like humor him really. She just kind of takes it the compliment. Okay, great, I'm beautiful, whatever. And so, you know, she tells me about this, and I know about this, and he, you know, he gives her advice on like, you know, that she should. She should definitely break up with me and wait for him. And I don't know if that means that he's planning on killing his wife so that like they can be together, or like if he's just waiting for her to die because they're both elderly. I don't know what the deal is. But like when she told me this, you know, I think that she was surprised by my reaction, because like I wasn't so much like jealous as like I want to know where his wife works.
So you can start going and bothering his wife?
I'm like, what is this guy's last name? I want to do some research. I want to find him. I want to find his wife. I'm not like a attractive man by any means. I have no game, I imagine. But I think if like there was like a really, really, really elderly woman, like I could probably like just get by on the being young thing. Be like, oh, this 30-year-old guy's, you know, hot for my 900-year-old, you know. I think that I could get her. I just want to get her to a point where she has doubt. I just want to put that doubt in her mind that maybe she wants to get rid of this fellow. Maybe she's got a chance in the young fellow game. Maybe she could be a cougar. Maybe it could happen. And maybe even I'll fuck her. I don't know. Maybe that's what it'll take to, like, I just want to ruin this man's life. I want to.
That sounds pretty jealous.
I want to destroy him, if for no other reason than he fucked with me. So fuck him. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know what I'm capable of.
Sociopath yeah. talk.
Mike, do you ever fantasize about wounding or destroying individuals and then laughing at them?
Not physically. I just want to fuck his mind. I want to destroy his spirit. I want him to wake up in the morning and say, man, I shouldn't have fucked with Mike. I'm
put on
a good place, guys. I really am. I know that every week I make myself sound like more and more of a terrible person. And like every week when you leave this hour of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, you say, man, Mike is a major scumbag. But like I'm coming from a good place. I just want to.
Just don't fucking cross me. Or I will fucking kill you.
Mike, do you still have that?
I just want to make you smile, guys. That's all. I'm just having fun. I'm just joking. I'm just joking around. It's all jokes.
What does that have to do with that?
Mike, do you still have that chicken costume?
No.
Okay, remake the chicken costume. One day, when he's out flirting with your lady, trying to get her hoodles in his mouth, he comes outside. You're in the chicken costume. And it's assless. You get on top of the roof of his car, squat down, and just shit. Shit a river. Shit until there's blood and there's nasty, and you're just squawking. Rah! Rah! And you're just duking it out all over this dude's car, and then try to fly away. Just flap your arms, poo just flopping out of your nasty, unclean butthole.
Goodbye! Goodbye! I'm flying away now!
And then hop over the little wall to those apartment complex. He won't go down there. He can't run.
Oh, whoa. I think I'm tripping balls!
I think I need to start working on bettering myself.
In the biblical sense?
It just overall.
Just walk the narrow, righteous path.
See, because like I think that like if I stepped outside of myself and listened to the things that I say, I think I would hate me. I really do. I think that I would be like, wow, this is just, this person's soul is complete dog shit. It's just, it's paper thin. There's nothing there.
What you need to become is a junkie hobo
What was that truth. What was that movie where the guy like went out in the wilderness and like found himself?
Then he got eaten by bears?
Did he get eaten by bears?
I don't know.
No, then I don't want to do that. Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2 happening October 27th live on RadioFubar.com.
Roar, I'm Freddy Krueger.
That's your Freddy Krueger? That's your voice saying the name of who you're supposed to be. That's your impression, really?
Roar, listen live October 27th from 3 to 12 to 15 bands tear up the stage at Apollo's Inn, Clinton, Iowa.
And if you live in Iowa, you owe yourself a night of excitement at Ghoulfest 2.
Oh, be there! We're listening live. Do it.
Radio motherfucking Fubar.
Radio Fubar. Catch it.
October 27th.
October 27th.
which is I don't know what day of the week is that.
It's a Saturday.
Is it?
I don't know.
3 to 12.
3 to 12
Central time, I think. I don't know. Is it Central time?
Yeah.
It's always in Central time.
Right, because we're all centrally located.
Iowa's in Central time. Of course it's going to be in Central time.
You're right.
You can't outrun the Kruger.
Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the WFOD Internet Radio Program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2, happening October 27th, live on RadioFooBar.com.
Roar, I'm Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury.
Woo, I come back from the grave.
To sing you a song.
It's Halloween theme, so that makes sense. Because he's a ghost. A pink gay ghost.
Roar. Listen live, October 27th. From 3 to 12.
I'll tickle you with my mustache. 15
different bands. Listen to 15 bands tear up the stage. Yeah. And Apollo's in Clinton,
Iowa. You don't
need
to do that. This one's already ruined. This one's already fucked, I think. This is no kind of commercial, Napier. We need to be professional.
I'm a killer queen because I got AIDS.
You motherfucker, you're gonna kill me. Oh. What were we doing again?
Freddie Mercury! I'm Freddie Mercury! I'm going to sing you a song with my pee hole that's got AIDS in it.
Well, we're here, poor man. We got
Then you got AIDS from a truck stop bathroom in Clinton, Iowa. Listening to some bullshit at a concert.
Oh. All right, let's try that one again.
I think we should save that one and send it to him.
You think we should send him that?
Yeah, let's see if he
can
do
right,
it.
There's our promo, baby.
He's a producer. He can edit that down.
That's a wrap. Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2, happening October 27th, live on RadioFooBar.com. I think your microphone is off.
Oh, goddamn.
Hi, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2, happening October 27th, live on RadioFooBar.com.
I'm Freddie Mercury.
You're Freddie Mercury? Ain't good. I thought you were going to be somebody different.
No, we can do Freddie Mercury.
He is pretty scary.
Yeah, he is.
Like if Freddie Mercury knocked on the door, I'd be like, oh, shit.
I didn't bring condoms. I met my lover in a bathroom. He was driving this 18-wheeler named Sheila. He was hauling soap across state lines.
He wasn't clean.
He wasn't clean. It gave me this pus-covered rash on my penis. It turns out it was covered in AIDS.
All right, do the rest.
Roar! Listen live October 27th. From 3 to 12 to 15 bands tear up the stage at Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa.
And if you...
if you could muster the gumption to come down to Clinton, Iowa and get your dick sucked by a bathroom tranny at a truck stop named Cleavers. Where all the dicks are shaven and all the pussies are wet. Get your dick wet at Cleavers. Right across from Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa. But don't worry, you won't catch crabs because all the boys are shaved. We butt fuck like champions here. I'm swinging Thor's hammer between my legs, and I'm going to give you the piss lightning because I have gone over you.
Oh, so this event is a... It's Ghoul Fest.
It's Ghoul Fest in Clinton, Iowa.
In Clinton, Iowa.
If you go to Apollo's, go to Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa. There's only one.
15 bands, $5.
15 bands, $5, but you'll only need the edge when you're snorting cocaine off a stripper's breast.
They're never going to ask us to do promos for them again.
They don't know what they're getting into. This shit's unbearable. In everywhere but Canada.
I don't think I could do this with you anymore. I think I'm dying.
We've got 5 hours left to kill.
Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoul Fest 2, happening October 27th, live on RadioFubar.com.
Rawr, I'm Freddy Krueger.
That's your Freddy Krueger?
Yes, that's what we're going with. Roar! Listen live October 27th from 3 to 12 to 15 different bands tear up the stage at Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa. It's going to be a good time, everybody.
Roar!
Roar!
Freddy Krueger.
I'm Freddy Krueger. I'm going to get inside your dreams, and I'm going to butt-fuck your nightmares. You're going to hear this song until you're dancing in your grave.
What song?
The song from Freddie Mercury. I'm a killer queen.
And if you live in Iowa, you owe yourself a night of excitement at Ghoul Fest 2, Clinton, Iowa. Motherfucking Apollo's, $5.
It's $5. You can come on by. What are you going to spend that $5 on?
That $5 will get you a seat.
That $5 will get you an experience. You'll tell your kids about it.
Yeah.
You'll be like, hey, kids, want to see where Daddy got this scar on his eyebrow? I was punching up a meth head, and he was trying to beat me up. And I called the cops, and the cops were like, I ain't going to Apollo's. That's fucked up. There's 15 bands there, and they're tearing up the stage. We can't go there. We're going to bring the riot cops. Let's get the shields. And I got hit in the face with a billy whip.
A billy whip?
Billy whip.
What, is a billy whip different than a whip whip?
It was from a dude named Billy. He whipped me with his penis. It was sexy.
Are you Freddy Krueger still, or are you Freddy Mercury?
I'm still Freddy Krueger.
Is it just kind of, is it just kind of combining into one now?
Well, you see, when Freddy Mercury died, he became Freddy Krueger.
I didn't hear that part of the story.
They don't tell you that part. What's scarier than a gay man with AIDS coming into your dreams to fuck you? Not too much.
Unless he's wearing like a razor glove.
Well, razor gloves are fine. Razor penises are different.
Ghoul Fest.
Ghoul Fest. 98.
No, 2.
298.
How many times have I done this now? 5 times?
6 times.
God, and you know what? I'm spot on, man. I'm nailing it every time. And you're just fucking up everything. Oh. Oh. Ooh. Hi, this is Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mike, MVP of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm here with my co-host and master impressionist, Napier, to tell you about Ghoulfest 2 happening October 27th live on RadioFubar.com.
Roar, I'm Freddy Krueger.
That's your Freddy Krueger? That's like the worst... That's your impression? Of
that's what we're going with.
All right.
Roar! Listen live October 27th from 3 to 12 to 15 bands. Tear up the stage at Apollo's in Clinton, Iowa.
And if you live in Iowa, you owe yourself a night of excitement at Ghoulfest 2.
Ghoulfest 2, be there if you're in Clinton, Iowa, or listen to it live. Whichever you got to do. Bring $5.
RadioFubar.com.
Well, this one does tell you what key to do it in.
You got a tuner? Hold on.
Keep that in mind. You got to do it in the key of C. The key of C. Maybe I'll auto-tune it for you.
Damn right. Some boys kiss me. Some boys hug me. I think they're okay. But if they don't give me proper credit, I just walk away. They can beg and they can plead, but they can't see the light. 'Cause the boy with the cold hard cash is always Mr. Right. 'Cause we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl. You know that we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl. Musical break, four measures. Some boys romance, some boys slow dance. That's all right with me. If they can't raise my interest, then I have to let them be. Some boys try, and some boys lie. But I don't let them play.
No way.
Only boys that save their pennies. My rainy day. 'Cause we're living in a material world. And I am a material girl. You know that we are living in a material world. And I am a material girl. Living in a material world. And I am a material girl. You know that we are living in a material world. And I am a material girl. Oh, Christ, 10 breaks, fuck!
Think in a material world.
Material!
Think in a material world.
Material! Boys may come, and boys may go. That's all right, you see. Experience has made me rich, along with blowjobs. Now they're after me, 'cause everybody's living in a material world, and I am a material girl. You know that we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl. Living a material world, and I'm a material girl. You know that we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl. I'm material. I'm material. I'm material. I'm material world.
In a material world.
Material. Material.
Think in a material world.
Aha.
Think in a material world.
Material.
Think in a material world. Think in a material world.
Material.
it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Join us Mondays, 9-8 Central on RadioFubar.com. Join to chat, or download the TuneIn app for smartphones and listen to it that way. Download our show on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, whatever the fuck you want. No, they don't make Zunes. Or from RadioFubar.com. Rate us on iTunes, or Stitcher, or fucking Facebook. By the way, you can follow us on Facebook.com/WFODix, on Twitter at WFODix, or you can follow us around on one of our mini channels at Shoza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL, or you can do shit that other people put up for me on Twitter at Napierisms. Listen to other shows on Radio FUBAR because we're not dicks about it. And then buy a shirt. See you in hell.